Welcome to everybody this morning. It's a beautiful day and good to see you all here. Just to begin with, when you got up this morning, I presume most of us went to the mirror and had a look at ourselves. Well, we probably didn't really look at ourselves in total. We probably looked, if you like me, you look at the hair and the beard and to debate those bits up. But sometimes we don't take in the total person when we look in the mirror. But when you take time, what do you see there? And what do you get when you look in the mirror? Do you see all the faults or the look that we have created for ourselves? Or do you see that we have been created in the image of a wonderful God? And what God has done for us is described in Romans 5:8. God put his love on the line for us by offering his son in sacrificial death while we were yet of no use whatever to him. In verse 11, now that we have actually received this amazing friendship with God, we are no longer content to simply say it in loving praise. We sing and shout our praises to God through Jesus the Messiah. So that's when we understand who we are, we can actually, it lifts our heart and opens us to who God is, that he is our Father, our Creator. So often how we see ourselves often determines how we respond to him. So let's understand who we are in God this morning and respond to him. And we're going to begin to do that this morning by starting off with Advent. And the first Sunday in Advent, so Doug's going to light a candle.
About 500 years ago, this tradition was started, about the same time as Martin Luther lived. That's a long time ago. And it's a visual reminder of the expectation that Jesus is coming. And we're looking forward to that. Does anybody say amen to that? They agree with that? We're looking forward to his coming. It's also the fact that he has come. And each candle is lit. There's four candles, each for what is called the Sundays of Advent. And on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, the Christ candle, the one in the middle, is lit. And that reminds us that light has come into the world and has forever changed our world. So this is just a little visual reminder of the fact that this is the season is about Jesus coming into the world. You'd hardly recognize that as you go shopping, wouldn't you? But it really is the reason for the season. So as I just light this candle, this one is called the Hope Candle. And the reason it is called hope is because Jesus is the hope of the world. Did you know that? It's not in education. It's not in politics. It's not in religion. It's in Jesus, the hope of the world. The second candle is all about love. And the third candle is about joy. And this last one is about peace. And Merle, who did a brilliant job of putting this wreath together, has also given us a peace rose to remind us of that fact as well. You may wonder about what the wreath is about. It's in a circle and it's evergreen to remind us of the fact that this is an eternal thing. God is eternal. Join me as we pray. Lord, we thank you today for the hope of the world, Jesus, that he has come and is going to come again. And Lord, for a world that is lost and really in so many ways is without hope, Lord, thank you that we can be hope bearers when we talk about and live out this wonderful relationship we have with the hope of the world, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks, Doug, for sharing that with us. And we're going to respond now by singing Mary's Boy Child. Help us focus on Christmas and God's gift to us. together in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that because of Christmas Day and live forevermore, we have hope. We're amazed, Father, that you love us, that you sent Jesus into this hostile world because of your love for us. Even though you knew that there would be rejection of this gift that you offer us. But we thank you that you chose to ignore that and to send your Son anyway to give us hope. We thank you that you've chosen us to receive your favour. Father, when we do look in the mirror, we often see only our faults. But we thank you that you see Christ in us. You see the potential, the way that you made us to be, and your desire for each one of us is that we become whole, that we live with you forevermore, and that we enjoy your presence forever. And we thank you for that. And we pray that when we look at ourselves, we will see what you see, that this will inspire us to open ourselves to you and to become your followers. Father, so often we need help in our lives to do things. Like outside at the moment it is dry, we long for rain to moisten the soil. Father, but often we don't recognise our need to allow your Holy Spirit to bring refreshment, growth and change into our lives. So Father, while we need rain for our crops, we also need your rain in our lives. And we pray that we would recognise that today, and we ask that you would send the rain of your Holy Spirit on our lives, that we would be able to give you and share with you our problems and our frustrations, so that we can get past those frustrations and see your solution and to see you love. And so Father, we do ask for physical rain too, for the ground outside, that you would bless us with that. Father, not only have you chosen us to receive your good news, but you have chosen us to be the messengers of it too. And so as we look forward to Christmas, of the gift of the coming Christ, we pray that you would help us to see the needs of those around us and to be your messenger of hope and help to them too. In Jesus' name, amen. We've got some notices. Today we're going to be distributing various flyers which will advertise the Christmas Eve service at the sports complex, which the Rays and others are going to be participating in. And we'll also advertise the coffee and dessert evening that's going to be on the 14th of December, run by Women's Fellowship. And I think there's one other thing which talks about the things that are leading up to Christmas for the wider district as well. So if you haven't already offered to help distribute those in your area, then please see us after. Doug's got maps there and things, and so you all can take a few each and distribute them to our neighbours, and the whole area will be covered, so that would be really good. We've got chapel services on December the 17th, and any other notices? I think it's probably the ones I've got. No? Right, how about anybody had a birthday or a celebration lately that we can all... Oh, wow, very good. I presume it's a birthday that you've had.
Yeah.
Right. Anybody else into December birthdays? Well, no, you'd be November, was it?
Or? Yeah, it was November.
Yeah, so you just now in summer season. Nobody else confessing for a birthday?
No.
Celebrations? Right. Let's sing the song. So. This year, well, normally every second month we talk a bit about missionaries that we support and people, but this month, with Christmas coming, we're going to talk about Tear Fund. Now we as a church usually take up an offering. This time will be on Christmas Eve at that service, I understand, so there'll be a retiring offering for people to contribute to the projects that Tear Fund run around the world. And Tear Fund in New Zealand have this little pack, which there are some of, I've got about 40 up here, which if you want to help contribute to Tear Fund this year, or find out a bit more information of, we've got these little packs for you to take away today. And it's partly the Tear Fund thing that inspired my thoughts for this morning. Who do you see when you look in the mirror? And they've got some suggestions on the back there of what God says, right? Now, Tear Fund, if I find my notes here, they often perhaps don't do the work themselves overseas. They often partner with other aid organisations and agencies that are involved in working in various parts. And they contract to supply money to help those projects go ahead. They have five areas which they've broken their projects up into. One is called Protect. And it's an anti-trafficking and slavery and exploitation, all the projects that relate to that. And they've got some figures on their website showing you there's millions of people actually tied up in this area of trafficking of people and exploitation of people around the world. You can sponsor children, there's a sponsorship programs, there's the restore projects, which are targeted particularly at disaster relief and emergency supplies or relief for places around the world. They have an empower group of projects, which talks about helping people to help themselves, really. It used to be microenterprise and things like that, but it's giving people the skills and the resources to start a little business themselves in their own community, which will go on supporting them, and not just the handout that ends tomorrow as soon as the bag of rice or whatever is finished. And then the Nourish projects, which are providing things like clean water supply, irrigation, health and education. So you can choose projects with any of those five areas, and I think it's interesting that we're talking about the Hope Candle today, because one of the themes that Tear Fund have is actually to renew people's hope, to give them back hope when, you know, you're in the grinding poverty or you're trapped in a situation you can't get out. The thing that you lose is hope. And so that is their aim. And they'll just give you an idea of how far your money can go They're saying for self-help groups, that's under the Empower section. In India and Ethiopia, for every $1 invested there, there is an estimated $50 return. So that should speak to all those of us with Scotch minds. And the other thing is, if they raise $200,000 this Christmas, you'll help unlock match funding from the New Zealand Aid Program, meaning your donations will have twice the impact. So, and you know, that's what Christ came to the world to give us hope, and He wants us to be messengers of hope to others as well. So I hope that inspires you. All right.